Trump strikes 90-day tariff deal with Mexico. 25% fentanyl tariff, 50% on steel, copper, aluminum. By Jasmine Jordan on July 31, 2025. President Donald Trump announced a renewed 90-day trade deal with Mexico following a call with President Claudia Sheinbaum, extending tough tariffs on fentanyl, automobiles, and key metals. The development comes as his administration separately pursues a financial crackdown on cartel-linked Mexican institutions. President Donald Trump on Thursday detailed a 90-day extension of his trade agreement with Mexico, maintaining steep tariffs on fentanyl, automobiles, and industrial metals. In a Truth Social post, Trump stated that the agreement followed a very successful call with Sheinbaum and included renewed commitments on border security, drug distribution, and illegal immigration. Related video, dealmaker-in-chief, Trump strikes Thailand-Cambodia peace agreement right after EU trade deal. Under the deal, Mexico will continue to pay a 25% fentanyl tariff, a 25% tariff on cars, and a 50% tariff on steel, aluminum, and copper. More and more, we are getting to know and understand each other, Trump said of Sheinbaum. The complexities of a deal with Mexico are somewhat different than other nations because of both the problems and assets of the border. The deal also includes a major concession. Mexico has agreed to immediately eliminate its non-tariff trade barriers, which Trump described as numerous and burdensome. The announcement comes just one day after Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent vowed at Breitbart News's policy event to bring down Mexican drug cartels and their financial enablers, sanctioning three cartel-linked institutions, CI Banco S.A., Intercam Banco S.A., and Vortex Casa de Bolsa, which are accused of laundering millions for narco-traffickers and wiring funds to China for fentanyl precursors. Watch Scott Bessent's emotional story on fighting fentanyl. We are coming for them, Bessent told Breitbart News, describing how the Treasury is leveraging financial pressure to dismantle cartel operations. The renewed deal adds pressure on Mexico as it faces intensifying scrutiny over cartel-linked financial institutions and government ties to organized crime. The temporary extension sets a 90-day window to finalize a broader trade agreement. Trump confirmed high-level officials were present during the call, including Vice President J.D. Vance, Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent, Secretary of State Marco Rubio, Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick, U.S. Trade Representative Jamison Greer, and Homeland Security Advisor Stephen Miller. There will be continued cooperation on the border as it relates to all aspects of security, including drugs, drug distribution, and illegal immigration into the United States, Trump remarked. The tariffs signal a continuation of Trump's America First trade doctrine, following landmark deals with Japan, India, Canada, and the European Union. Each of those agreements included steep tariff enforcement and historic U.S. investment wins. Mexico's response remains unclear, though Sheinbaum previously pushed back against U.S. sanctions on cartel-linked banks, claiming her government had not seen sufficient evidence. Despite her objections, Mexico's National Banking Commission took management control of CI Banco and Intercam Banco, and Visa Incorporated disconnected CI Banco-issued cards from its international network.